Stone with the call of this past week's Pocahontas Stakes and a huge win by Girl Daddy for trainer Dale Romans. His Derby week got off to a fast start, and he is with me now here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Dale, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Happy Derby Day on this Labor Day weekend.
It's a little strange, but it's a beautiful morning out here at Churchill Downs.
Yeah, and much quieter than it normally would be at 8:15 on a Derby morning, right?
It is. It's a little bit different. Not the same buzz. Don't have the helicopters above. You know, but it's a quiet, beautiful morning.
Yeah. Could you ever imagine? I mean, you're a native of Louisville, right? This day has always been so special to you and to your family. Could you ever imagine we'd see a Derby Day like this?
No. I mean, would you ever imagine you'd have seen the world as different as it is today? So it's a different time.
Yeah, different time indeed. But it won't stop you from saddling your 11th starter in the Kentucky Derby. We'll talk about that in a minute. But let's go back to Girl Daddy for a minute. We heard Travis with the call of that big win in the Pocahontas a couple of days ago. And, boy, did she run well, huh?
Yeah, she's a superstar. She's probably as good a two-year-old filly as I've ever had. She just does everything so easy.
Yeah, I don't know if you realize this, Dale, but Wikipedia has not been updated yet. That was your fourth win in the Pocahontas, and that puts you at the top of the list ahead of Dwayne Lucas and Pete Vestal now.
Huh, that's pretty good. No, I didn't realize. I knew we'd won four, but I didn't know that was the most of anybody. Well, that's pretty nice.
Yeah, you got the record in that one. And, you think back to the other ones. Your first was, what, Sarah Louise in 2008 and then Sassy Image the next year in 2009. Sassy Image, you talk about an unbelievable filly. She was great.
Yeah, they both were. Sarah was a really nice horse. You know, in that race when she won the Pocahontas, she beat Rachel Alexander.
I did not realize that. Really?
Yeah. So that was she was a pretty good one. We ended up selling her to Sheikh Mohammed for $3 million.
Wow. Yeah, she was great. You came back with Sassy Image, and then the other one
was
Christina's Journey.
Because, that was my brother. We owned her together. That was a special race.
How about the win in 2014 with Christina's Journey?
You know, that was a little bit of a special filly because it's named after Christina Morales that works for me here at the barn with me. We've been together over 30 years. Her and her husband he's my main assistant at Baltimore. So her journey from Mexico across the desert carrying two children to get a better life was what Christina's Journey was named for. So that was a pretty special win, too.
Wow. And there would be nothing more special if Attachment Rate could cross the finish line first later today in the Run for the Roses. Look, you have brought some really good horses to the Kentucky Derby. You've been close on a couple of occasions. What gives you the confidence that Attachment Rate could be the one?
Well, we all know it's Sense of Law's race to lose, but we've seen stranger things happen at Churchill Downs. And, Attachment Rate's one just keeps knocking on the door, knocking on the door. He's consistent. He's always right there. And eventually those types usually break the door down, go on and win a race. So he's been running against big fields, good competition every race. So it's going to be interesting to see if this is his race, his day.
Yeah, Art Collector beat him the last two. He faced Maxfield in the race before that and the Matt win. And as you said, knocking on the door against those horses. What can make the difference for him today, Dale?
Well, the mile and a quarter makes a difference. A little more maturity as he goes along. He is a late May foe. He was always playing catch up before. I think he's finally caught up.
Well, we're going to find out shortly after 7 o'clock Eastern. He has the pedigree too. He's by Hard Spun out of a Fleet Alex mare. Why not?
Why not? Right. You know, a friend of mine's a professional golfer. He always texts me before big races. Why not me? So he said that's what I always said to himself on the first tee. And why not me? Why not us? Why couldn't this horse win the race?
What do you do with a horse like this long shot? He's 50-1 on the morning line, but you're preparing him to go a mile and a quarter in a race like the Kentucky Derby. What do you do in the weeks leading up to it to make sure he's ready to fire his best shot?
Well, there's a different paths for different horses. With this horse, it's basically just stay out of his way. He's run seven times. Don't try to go crazy and get him over fit to get them on a quarter. Just go about his business like you're going into an average race. He's already got it. If you don't have enough foundation with seven races this year, we're not going to cram it into him in a couple, 3 weeks between his last race and this race. So we just took it easy. Made sure he's healthy, happy, sound. His legs are all good. He felt good everywhere. And lead him on over.
And Joe Talamo will be aboard again for the third consecutive time. What did Joe tell you about him after he got off last time after that runner-up effort behind Art Collector in the Ellis Park Derby?
He said he thought he had him. He just couldn't get to him. But every jockey that's been on him, including Joe, has said he does his best running after the wire. And that's what gives you some encouragement. It's like they can't pull him up. In other words, he just keeps on going. And, you know, with an extra eighth of a mile to go, that might be where he does his best running.
Dale, what's the situation there in terms of the owners? How many can they all be there? Can they all make the walk over together? What's the protocols?
No, the protocol is that each owner gets two passes to do the walk over. And that's okay. That's all that can walk over. And I'm sure there's ways to finagle and get an extra pass here or there, but it's not like normal. Usually we walk 20 of them over. And that always ends up being a headache, trying to figure out which 20. So this year with two, I mean, it's impossible. I'm fortunate enough that there's only two owners on this horse. So it won't work. It won't bother me that much. But you have a horse like Tis the Law that has an array of owners, and they all deserve the right to go over and walk over and experience at one time. Be a little different to walk over this year, though. We're not going to walk into that wall of noise you hear coming when they first start see the horses coming around the turn.
Yeah, and I've had a few trainers, Bob Baffert included, that talked about the fact that that can be a huge benefit for the horses, especially the ones that do tend to get a bit keyed up. Any concerns like that with attachment rate? He won't get keyed up, obviously, with no crowd, but is that something that's a factor?
Well, I mean, it's a factor for horses that are high-strung nerves. It's a potential negative factor that has been removed. That's one positive you can say about pandemic 2020.
How is it working with the – do you have to go through a temperature check before you come over? How does that all work?
Yeah, it's every day at Churchill since we've been back here in late May. When you pull in the gate, you get your temperature checked. You have to be scanned in. We had to all have clean COVID tests. We got tested twice so far. It's almost like living in the NBA bubble. And, you know, there's three different checkpoints you have to go through before you can get on the backside of Churchill. Now, once you're back here, it's not quite as stringent, but we know you're supposed to. If you're here, you belong, and you're healthy.
Yeah, well said. So two passes for the owners on the walkover, but how about in terms of just attending? If there's a big ownership group, like let's say Saratoga, are they able to have that many owners in attendance?
I think what they ended up doing was like 12 people per horse could attend. I believe that was the final number that they came on. Now, each trainer gets 6 tickets, and I think it was the owners each got 12. And I'm not sure if they move some around, like if Saratoga had, you know, 30 and my guy Bakke maybe had 5, maybe they moved the others over. I don't know how they ended up doing it, but I know it was officially supposed to be 12.
Talking with trainer Dale Romans, Louisville native, looking for that first Derby win with long shot attachment rate later today. It will be his 11th starter in the Run for the Roses. Of course, he won the Preakness Stakes with the ultra talented Shackleford back in 2011 after finishing fourth in the Derby. Dale, you had Dullahan that was third in the Derby in 2012, and you had Paddy O'Prado before that in 2010 that was third. What's the one you would love to have back? If you could do it all over again and say, man, I want that one back.
Well, there's a couple. I mean, you could have the Paddy O'Prado's race. It was a good one. He got stopped twice, and he was looked like he was trying to run Super Saver down. And Kid DeSarmo eased up on him at the wire. We should have been a second. He eased up on him at the wire, and we got nailed for a second right at the wire. That would have been a good one. But there's a couple, like Keen Ice's race against American Feral. He ran a huge, huge race, and he had a horrible trip. Dullahan's trip, he was 9 wide around the turn and ends up third. It's just impossible to do here at Churchill Downs. Another horse that we ran, Metal Count, I don't know if you remember him, but he ended up being third in the Belmont. He had a horrendous trip, and I thought that day he was running a huge effort. So, you know, but
yeah,
that's
the
Kentucky
is so
Derby.
Important.
Everybody who's ever won has either come, been up close to the lead or gotten through adversity or gotten lucky like Mind That Bird or a real skimming ride from Callum Burrell. I mean, that's a once-in-a-lifetime trip you get. So you got to have a good horse. You have to be able to overcome adversity, and you have to get a little lucky.
Yeah, an attachment rate has some tactical speed. Should be a good position, I would imagine. What's the best-case scenario? He breaks out. Where would you love to see him?
Well, the way I see it unfolding is like he would break, and the two outside horses go on and clear us, and we can sit three or four or five lengths off of them down the front side, stay a little wider on the first turn, just clocking everybody's positioning, and then down the backside, start trying to get over where he can save some ground, come off the turn a couple of lengths, that's a quarter pull off of them, and just hope they don't want to go a mile and a quarter, and hope we can run them down.
Well, there you go. He's trainer Dale Romans here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Dale, I know it's a busy morning. I'll let you go. He's won more than 2,000 races in his career. He'd love to add the Derby to his resume later this afternoon. Good luck, my friend.
Thank you, buddy. Anytime.